WOA FM 99 Radio Show, episode 9 today. And we've got, obviously, 6 breakthrough songs of the week. We also call them the certified indie tracks of the week. And today is, again, an in-conversation episode. And I've got my friend Mick J. Clark all the way from London, just down the road. But we usually have guests from California, New York, Australia, India, all over the place. But today it's a little bit closer to home. So we've got Mick J. Clark joining me from London, talking about his work with his music for a lot of different charities. And he's one of the few musicians who actually gives all money coming in for certain songs that he writes directly to charities. You know, it's wonderful. So please do stick around. He joins me after the first half of the show, and we're going to be talking over the phone. Because of the virus, we can't meet in the studio. So, but it's a great, fun conversation. And I'm a big fan of Mick J. Clark in general. But this week, we are featuring his brand new single and also another single by him written for Extension Rebellion. Okay, so there's that as well. But we also have some other amazing songs. So let me tell you a little bit about the songs we've got coming up today, the breakthrough songs. So we're kicking off with Hard Times by an artist called Brad Thorne. Now, this is more guitar-based kind of pop rock. Very nice guitars in it. I'm very partial to songs with guitars. So, so I thought this would be a great song to kick the show off with. Then we've got Songs by Ruth. Now, Songs by Ruth is a project by Ruth Andrew Garnes, and her song is called Go Girl Go, okay? Not Gone Girl, not like the movie, but Go Girl Girl. It's a very cool song. The number 3, of course, we have We Will Never Surrender by Extension Rebellion. That's the title of the song. The song is actually by Mick J. Clark, our featured guest or featured artist for today's episode. And then we have We Know It's True. Now, this is Mick J. Clark's brand new single just released, and WOA Entertainment Group is supporting this with commercial radio support, digital support. We have a very good feeling about this song, which is why the entire company is backing it with all its partners and associates around the world. So our fingers are crossed for Mick J. Clark, because he deserves this, all the recognition he can get. Well, number 5 today is If I Were a Tree by a band called The Grey Lark Sisters. Now, this is more like a acoustic pop, you know, coffee shop acoustic pop. That's what I'd like to kind of call it. It's, you know, there's this playlist that I really like on Spotify, and it's called Coffee Shop Tunes or something like that. And this song would be just a great fit. But speaking about Spotify, if you haven't followed the best of WOA FM 99, please do go check that that playlist out. We've got almost 1,000 followers and listeners for that. And, you know, people who really love independent music are following us there, you know. So please do. We do add songs from every season, you know, songs that get the most coverage or most fan response. And this show also goes to commercial radio, and then they can choose songs from our show and just add it to their playlist. So all those kinds of songs, the ones that get the most support from fans and from our radio and commercial venues and all of that, the most support from them get into our Best of WOA FM 99 Spotify playlist. So don't forget to check that out on Spotify. And last but not least, we end with a reggae track. You know, reggae is one of my favorite genres. Some of our listeners might know. I don't do reggae, but I love listening to it. And this is called Anthropology by an artist called Amaze, and he ends the show for us today. So that's the show tonight, guys. I hope you enjoy it. And if you're free next Sunday, the 10th of May, I'm going live again for my lockdown special garage sessions. This is part 3. And we had a great session last Sunday. So if you missed it, you know, the live feed and certain parts of that show are now on my Facebook page and profile. Just go to @OliverSean or @OliverSeanBand, and you can check it out. We've got almost 30,000 views. It's fantastic. So 10th of May, we're doing a very, very special show. So it probably might be the last lockdown special, because after that, we might have our regular garage sessions where my whole band is part of it. I'm really hoping that can happen really soon. So to all of you who are locked down, who are locked in, to all of us, I should say, who are locked in, just stay safe, avoid going out too much, and let's hope we can all come out of this stronger and with more love for humanity and animals and the earth. Okay, so love you all, guys. I'll see you next week or next Sunday if you join me for my live sessions. Oliver Sean signing out.
Come on in, my friend, in my room. New world order on the border, it's your vote doom. Come on in and see what we're talking about. I'm paying, how much do you need? 'Cause this is a handout. They could see through these crooked politicians their games, what the future may bring. Hard times in the city. All you bigwigs in DC pretending. To put these pieces back together, oh yes. Is this my time or is it something else? This country's changing, could it be our death? And everyone wishes they could see through these crooked politicians their games, what the future may bring. Big wigs in DC pretending to be busy, yeah, yeah. Hard times in the city. United we stand, what are we gonna do to fix it?
Beauty is all the flowers. let nobody down, and don't let nobody bring you down. Down, set your standard, yeah. When you're scared, smile like you're a star. Let them see what you want, but don't you change the way you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, folks, so today I've got a very special guest and my friend from London, Mick J. Clark. Mick, how you doing?
Hello, Oliver. Fine, thanks.
Are you self-isolating and taking care of yourself?
Yes, I am, actually. I mean, I'm always kind of self-isolating because I'm glued to this computer, you know, you sort of only a hop, skip and a jump.
People have been putting up these maps on social media going, oh, I'm doing the travel today from my living room to my kitchen and I'm going via this direction, you know. I guess for musicians or introverts, there's not much of a difference, really.
Yeah, what I do, I go down to the... downstairs in the back room.
Yeah.
My wife's in the front room, so I have the back room. So, you know. So if I'm doing a song, so I pick the guitar up, do a little bit, then I'm back upstairs on the computer, then downstairs in the back room, I've got my sports gear, and I do badminton and football, so I'm up and downstairs all day.
No, hang on, you do badminton and football indoors?
No. I'll go in the evening and do that, you know, otherwise I go mad.
Right. Hey, talking about sports, I remember when we talked last, you told me you were really big in football in your younger days.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I still do. And I was one of those people that luckily I could kind of do everything, but not one thing brilliantly. Sometimes you get people that do one thing brilliantly.
Uh-huh.
I could write, the teacher said, you know, your stories are really good.
Uh-huh.
Send them up to magazines and stuff. I was playing for the West of Kent football. I was playing my guitar and writing songs, and it was all going well. And then I just I became a teenager and ended up in a factory.
Okay. But I think you're doing one thing really well now, which is music.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it, and I've always gravitated to songwriters. You know, they inspire me. I love songwriters.
Okay, I must tell you that in the company, and... in my family, actually, one of our favourite songs, and I'm not just saying this to you, Mick, just because we're talking, is one of your songs. It is, which one was that? Is Nothing Anybody Can Do. That one.
You said your mum liked it.
My mum loves it. I mean, I'm not kidding. I swear to God, this is like one of her favourite songs.
Oh, I love that. Such a compliment.
It is. And my mum's into the music business in a big way, you know. So for her to really... And I'm not just saying it's my mum, it's me too. I love that song. I've played that song on my show so many times. And I'm going to play it again today. So, you know, you better get used to that.
Right.
But today we're talking about a very, very special song that you've written called We Know It's True.
Yeah.
Tell us more about this song, because I have a strong feeling that this song is going to really take you to that other level that you so rightly deserve.
Well, so obviously I'm into, you know, like everybody else, this global warming thing. And so I brought a song out, I think it was about last November, a song called We Will Never Surrender by Extinction Rebellion.
Right.
That was the title.
Yeah.
And that was one that I put on the... charity page, and so that's doing really well. That's streaming every day. It's got about 10,000 streams now.
Okay.
And that was that song. But then I got this song, which is a little bit more personal.
Right.
And it's all about the adult generation really haven't looked after the planet like they should have done, and has left it really to the kids to clear up.
That's exactly what. The conversation is right now, isn't it? Everybody talking about the fact that we have kind of messed it up for the kids.
Well, it's greed, isn't it, really? Once greed gets a hold, and, you know, all this plastic is heartbreaking.
I know, it is. I also heard that you put up a lot of your music on a very special charity site to help the planet and to help all the causes that you are so into. It's called igiveyougive.com.
Yeah, that's right. So I've done five songs and put them on there, which I felt had to go on there.
Right.
Which is a Help a Hero song called Soldier Boy.
I know Soldier Boy. Man, that was on one of my compilation albums.
That's right, yeah. Glad you like that.
Yes, great track, yeah.
Again, you know, some songs you have to say no. I can't have anything to do with that one.
Okay.
Money by financially.
Yeah.
Then I did an anti-smoking one for kids. It was sung by the Brit School, but it's kids telling kids don't smoke.
Okay.
Called You Don't Look Cool. And so that's on there. And then the empowering song, which I'm really keen, it's been put into all the schools. It's called Me, My Body and I. And I believe that when these kids come home and they get bullied, which is tragic, and it's on their phone, and so what happens is they need a voice.
Correct.
That says to them, are you doing? You just come on, stop it. You're as good as everybody else. We're all meant to be different. Yeah. And they need that voice. They don't want to even know the person.
Correct.
They need to hear that voice that says, come on, you're as good as everyone else.
That's perfect. That's wonderful, man. You know, I have a lot of the artists who work with us who are into this anti-bullying thing, you know. Ironically, there's a friend, another musician friend of mine called Mick Orton, who was on our radio show last week, actually, from a band called The Silvers in America. And they have this animated kind of series on YouTube, and it's all about anti-bullying.
Oh, really?
That's good. So, you know, you guys should get together. I'm sure that could be something.
Can you give me, and I'll link up with them?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'll tell Mick that I know another Mick, and both the Micks can get together.
Yeah, please, yeah.
But just don't take the Mick. All right, that was a bad joke. All right, Mick, so tell us more about what's going on in your music scene, man. What are you working on now?
Well, funnily enough, now being the word, we know it's true, and... So it's just actually happened.
Okay.
It's a complete sort of, you know, I was just getting the song out, and what with this virus,
yeah.
So I had to do it quick because I didn't want people to think I've jumped on the bandwagon of
right.
the virus.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's a global, it's nothing to do with the virus, it's a global warming song, and that's what I'm promoting.
That's fantastic. Also, when I heard the song, I also heard, that the production level of this song is on a higher level?
Well, he is good. He's good.
Yeah, so was it someone else that did the production, or did you go to the same studio?
So I get it absolutely perfect.
Correct.
So I spent a long time, weeks, rehearsing everything, every word's got to fit, everything.
Right.
And guitar solos, everything. So when I go in there,
yeah.
we do it. It takes a whole day, okay. And... but he's good, and he's very good on the old computer and the mixing and all that.
Nice, nice.
Mind you, he mixes it after, so there's another 2 hours of mixing after the day.
Of course.
It takes 7 hours, and
yeah.
then the mixing.
Do you have a band, Mick, or do you do everything on your own?
I do everything on my own. I'm just a one-man band because I haven't got the time, even if I would like to.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I've got another friend... in the business, and he goes out gigging,
okay.
and he spends hours practicing
yeah.
and doing his songs before he goes on stage, but you just haven't got the hours in the day to do it.
True. I know what that guy goes through, because I'm doing my own music, and then I'm also practicing with the band, and, you know, when you have gigs, it's just hours and hours of practice, you know. But I guess some artists just need to perform, you know. They need to be on stage.
I've actually forgotten to say, the first thing I meant to say was to congratulate you
oh.
on your number one album. And here we are, half an hour into it, and I haven't even mentioned it. But, I can tell the work that you would have done. They go, oh, look, he's had a number one album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Years that you've put into getting there,
yeah.
They don't see that.
They don't see that, man, yeah.
Great absolutely. Album, and I'm really so pleased to have been on it and stuff. But, I mean, well done to you. It's a fantastic achievement.
Well, Mick, to be fair, it's well done to you, because it's all the musicians that we got together for this album especially that went to number one. And it's the great songs that we chose, you know,
yeah,
for the production.
Well,
so and the effort of the entire team. But that's one thing, you know, that a lot of people don't seem to realise. When, say, an artist or a producer gets a number one, they go, oh, he got a number one. But the amount of people involved in it, you know, who have put their blood and sweat into it. So... it's all of us, man. It's all of us. We all deserve that pat on the back now, you know.
Yeah, well, it was a great achievement, and you know, something that we can take to our grave now, can't we?
Yeah, we can, can't we? Woohoo!
Because the virus going around, it might be quicker than we think.
Oh, my God, don't say that, man. Do you know that Bill Withers passed away? Lean on Me, fella?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but a lot of musicians have passed away now, you know. I've been getting this news from my Grammy friends, you know, people who are part of the Grammy Awards, and they keep putting up this news saying, this jazz musician passed away, and this fellow passed away, and I'm like, imagine the music that we've lost.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of songs that would be coming out of these guys, and we're never going to hear it again. You know, we will never know what was going to come out, you know. So.
No, if I get it and they say, you know, you've got it really bad and all the rest of it, I'm going to go straight to an airport, get in a plane,
yeah.
go up and crash it, because that's when you're famous.
Yeah. Go on. And you know,
I'm gonna go in any case.
And we know it's true. And that, you know what? If that's going to hit the charts, that's going to go to number one, I'm telling you that.
That'd be a good headline, wouldn't it, really? Look at him.
Oh, you're crazy, man. Okay, aside from you crashing your plane, I think we know it's true. It's going to hit the charts. I have a strong feeling. I just know this is going to do really, really well. And I'm wishing you all the best, my friend. I love your music. And today, Mick, I'm going to play some of your songs. And we're going to play We Know It's True, obviously, because that's the song that is your latest hit, I should say. But what are the songs you would like us to play? You know, something that you wanna talk about and want your fans to listen to, or our listeners to kind of become new fans of Mick J. Clark.
Well, I'll tell you what I would like them to listen to, if you could play it, and that would be We Will Never Surrender by Extinction Rebellion. So don't go into We Will Never Surrender by Mick J. Clark.
Okay.
Go into the title now, which is, and this is all profits go into Extinction Rebellion.
Okay.
And no, actually, it doesn't go to Extinction Rebellion, it goes to Greenpeace.
Greenpeace, okay.
Extinction Rebellion haven't got a charity, so you can't donate to them.
So hang on, man. So you're calling it We Will Never Surrender by Extinction Rebellion, but don't they oppose it that you're calling it by Extinction Rebellion?
No, but if you're gonna, you can obviously send money to Extinction Rebellion.
Right.
On this song, all profits go to Greenpeace, which is still there.
That's great. You know, Mick, I'm really, really happy to see another artist who donates to charities or causes that he really believes in.
Yeah, we're the grungy ones.
Cool. My thing is mostly animals, you know.
But you know what I wanted to be when I was leaving school and I looked up all the names of the muscles? A veterinary surgeon.
I always say, if I wasn't a musician, if I didn't become if I wasn't into music since I was a kid, I would be a vet.
Oh, me and cats, don't go there. Dogs, you know, I'm walking up the road and there's a cat, I've got to stop.
Oh, man, that's like me and dogs.
I stand and look at a cat, go, and they look at me, because I can talk to a cat, I go, you're terrible, you are terrible, you are. And they kind of think, really, what? I know what you're saying, but I'm not. But I love cats, yeah.
I think you're going to get a lot of new fans now, man, when they hear this. This is going to be great. You know, we have so much in common, you know, Mick. You're into animals, we give for causes, the music, everything. It's really good. Really good to get to know you better.
Well, yeah, not enough years in a lifetime.
Not enough years. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, man. So the next time I'm doing a gig in London, if we ever get to perform again in front of people, you know, I hope you'll be right there as my special guest in the front row.
Oh, well, I always be clapping like mad.
And I might call you up to sing There's Nothing Anybody Can Do. With me.
That's really going to go.
And you know what? If you don't mind, man, I would love to actually sing that song at one of my gigs.
Definitely, yeah. You do what you like with any of
super,
my songs.
Super.
I would love singers to sing my songs. You know, I have to sing them. But I don't sort of regard myself as a singer, but, you know, I just...
What are you talking about? You're a great singer.
Well,
you're one of those who likes to downplay all your achievements, don't you?
Well, yeah, the wife's always going, shut up. No one gives me a compliment, I laugh.
What did she say when you hit number one, man? Excuse me, like, I'm not going to hear the end of this now.
The funny thing is, I've actually put it on Facebook. My wife has, I haven't got a Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
But my wife, because none of her friends, or really mine, know that I write songs or do anything like that.
Really?
I don't tell them a thing. And now I said to my wife, just let the dogs out now, go and put it on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The good thing is, Oliver, they don't see me, they can't see me, they can't come out and visit me, and I don't see them at anywhere we go.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Great. But I don't think you can keep it a secret anymore, Mick, I'm telling you.
With
your music, yeah. So, but you know what? Congratulations on all the success you're getting, man. And there's big things coming your way. I know that for sure. We know it's true.
Oh, you do.
I know it's true, my friend. So, Mick, before you go, can you let all our listeners know where they can find you? Now, I know you're not very big with social media, and I would urge you to please open up that social media, you know, because you're losing out a lot of fans. Yeah. Tell our listeners where they can find you online or listen to your music, you know, things like that.
My webpage is www.mickjclark.com.
Okay.
And if you just put in Mick J. Clark, hopefully, because I've done 60 songs and everyone's got a YouTube, because I always think they should have something to look at.
Of course.
So they're a little bit entertaining, I like to think.
Yeah, yeah.
And, So there is another Mick J. Clark died. So, I mean, if, you know.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but that sounded a bit funny.
I know. Laugh, should you really? Right, Jim.
Who does your videos, Mick? Because I've seen some of them with all those, all the scenery and the people and couples and all that. Where do you do that?
Well, you know, you need a luck in life, and my wife is really good on the computer.
Oh, that's nice.
Rubbish. I'm like, you know, a parrot fashion I can do, but I haven't got the patience. I can't do it.
Yeah, well, you need to spend your time making new music, because it'll be a shame if you don't spend your time doing that.
Exactly.
There you go. We've said that on radio now, and it's a stamp that you can show your wife and say, listen, I need to spend time on my music.
Oh, I do, yeah. And anything, sort of, you know, she is really good. She's got patience.
MickJClark.com. Oh, is it .co.uk or just .com?
Just .com, yeah.
Okay. And Clark is spelled C-L-A-R-K. No, yeah. No E at the end.
No, not Clarky. And... it's a J, the letter J, which is actually my name, James.
You're right.
I always joke it. But it's James.
Yes.
It is Michael James Clark, but so it's Mick J. Clark.
Okay.
But the amount of people that forget the J and oh, no,
yeah.
Including me. Anyway.
Cool. But do you do Instagram and Twitter, or you've not really targeted all those?
My wife does Twitter for me.
Okay, good.
And that's. I don't do much else, really, you know.
And is that also at Mick J. Clark, or is that a different username?
No, at Mick J. Clark J.
Another J?
Yeah, another J. Don't ask me why, but I mean, that's what it's like.
Okay, that's good. I can tag you on our posts there, you know. It'll be great.
Yeah,
but I think, you know what, another thing you can do is also kind of link up social media, so that if you post on one social media, it goes everywhere else, which is a great way for people who don't want to bother with, like, Facebook and all of that. So you just have to say Twitter, and then you post on Twitter, and it's everywhere. But your YouTube, I think that's a good thing you're doing,
Right,
that really works out well for you. Right, Mick, so it was great having you on the show again.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, and congratulations.
And congratulations to you. And you stay in touch, my friend. Let's meet up very soon as this horrible virus has disappeared.
I look forward to that. All right. Thanks a lot, Oliver.
Cheers, Mick.
We know it's true. We know it's cruel. We know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad. It's true. And when we have to say goodbye, will we turn around and look behind and see the tears they'll cry? 'Cause we didn't try, no, we can't deny. We know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We've gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know what's up ahead. But with so much regret, for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful. Treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true. But we could always try and fly another planet in the sky, or maybe sail away. But there's no escape from the mistakes we've made. But we could always try. Another planet in the sky, or maybe sail away. 'Cause there's no escape from the mistakes we made. So we know it's true what we gotta do, but we know that only time will tell. We gotta all join hands, gotta make this land a heaven, not a hell. We know we can't go back, this is where we're at. We know we don't know what's up ahead. But with so much regret, for so much neglect, should have listened to what the scientists said. We know it's true, we know it's cruel, we know it's beautiful. But treat it bad, you'll make it mad, it's true.
tree. I would let you climb all over me, lift you up so you could finally see how much farther your horizons could be. If I were a song, I would always want you singing along till the faintest of my echoes are gone. Wouldn't matter if you sang it all wrong. Even if the sun goes rolling backwards in the sky, even if the post-apocalyptic doom transpires, from all sides, I can be the one, you can be the spark, we can build a fire. If you were the sky, see the world the way it looks through your eye, understand the things you value and why. If you were the deep, I could rest, I wouldn't be able to sleep till my knowledge of your depth was complete and I found the hidden treasure you keep. Even if the sun
system, educated not to be a victim, yet our past behavior becomes our present. Judged by our actions, unrecognizable absence sparks interest for research, not recognizing our rebirth. Today, choose your wealth, oh Lord. Today, choose your worth, your worth. Oh, oh, oh. Systematic anthropology, a kill without apology. Actions, reactions, research of false biology. Only Jah knows, only Jah judges, knows. Frenemies dressed as angels, who are the real folks? Protect the little ones, protect the children. System made without apology, without structure there's no economy. Social studies remains antisocial, struggling to find true culture. Can we bring back the past to our present, and not without hatred, or just maybe absence? Protect us, Jah, protect us at all costs. Protect your little ones, protect your little ones. Protect us, Jah, protect us at all costs. Protect your little ones, protect your little ones. Oh, oh, systematic anthropology, kill without apology. Actions, reactions, research of false biology. Only Jah knows, distractions, research of false biology. Only judge. Frenemies dressed